2. The alarm went off at 7. Martin was still under the influence of the pills he'd taken, so while his eyes were open and his body was moving, his brain was not. He showered, he brushed his teeth, he shaved. Usually his brain would have slowly come awake, but Martin was actively choosing not to think. As he walked through his apartment, his eyes locked on the shaky pencil marks on his bedroom door jamb. He stared for a moment, grimaced, and then shut his brain down again. He made coffee and toaster waffles. He glared at his computer as he ate. He read the news on his smartphone this morning. It felt safer that way. He drove his hatchback to work. When he got to his building, he didn't remember anything about the drive. He sat in his cubicle and shuffled paperwork. At quitting time, he realized he could remember almost nothing about his day. He had drifted through it in a haze. He walked to the parking lot, sat in his car, and looked at himself in the rearview mirror. This couldn't go on. He resolved then and there that he would spend the rest of his life pretending that the file didn't exist. He drove home as fast as he could and immediately turned on his computer and opened the file. He'd reasoned that he couldn't pretend that the file didn't exist unless he figured out exactly what it was. He searched for his name again and again found the chunk of data that defined his existence. He knew where his height was, but the other useful metrics proved harder to define. His intelligence, his percentage of body fat, his strength, and his level of health were all impossible to objectively quantify, regardless of what people pitching diet plans said. He found his weight, but dared not change it. He reasoned that weighing less didn't mean necessarily being less fat. He could easily render himself less dense. He could imagine his parents attending his funeral, being asked how their son had died, and having to admit that nobody could explain it, but he'd somehow spontaneously become a foam. Martin took a different approach. He pulled up his banking app on his smartphone and looked up his bank account balance. He searched for that number in the file and found it immediately. He took a deep breath, moved the decimal point one place to the right, and hit save. He refreshed his banking app. His balance read $835. Success! He felt a pang, not a pang of conscience. He hadn't stolen money from anybody. He'd created it out of thin air. The money hadn't existed. Now it did. The way he saw it, he'd done the world a favor. The pang was fear. He knew this was too easy, and if the authorities found out what he'd done, he would be punished, even if it wasn't technically against the law. Martin knew that the burden of proof was on the accuser, so anybody who attempted to prosecute him for electronic bank fraud would have to demonstrate how he did it without accessing the bank's computers. Furthermore, he reasoned, there are two parts to any theft, taking a thing away from its owner and keeping it for yourself. Martin wasn't taking anything from anybody, so he figured it wasn't theft, or at least that he was 50% less likely to get caught. It was flimsy reasoning, but it was good enough to let him sleep. He moved the decimal point back one space and walked away from the computer for the night. Again, he watched TV without ever noticing what was on. Again, he lay in bed without going to sleep. Again, he resorted to over-the-counter sleep aids and inexpensive bourbon to get the rest he needed. The next day was Friday. He sailed through work like the Flying Dutchman. The ship was moving, but nobody was at the helm. His supervisor was concerned that Martin was acting strangely, but he was getting more work done than usual, so she chose not to interfere with a good thing. Martin realized that he couldn't ignore the file. What he'd learned, he could not unlearn. He was just going to have to show some willpower. He put a great deal of thought into all the things he should not do, things that might be possible using the file, but would probably lead to no good. Having spent all Friday collecting dangerous ideas, that night when he sat at his computer, he had no shortage of things to try, and a whole weekend to try them in.